Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Take a Man Podcast, NFC East Positional Rankings Edition. Don't look at me like that, Logan. Like I forgot my phrasing to try to make it. This is like the running joke. That'll be, if you know, you know. Once a year, Craig tries to efficiently say NFC East Positional Group Rankings.
It was good, man. You did a good job.
Thanks.
It was the pump fake that got me. A little peek behind the veil there. Yeah, no one knows.
People listening, they don't know that I pump fake unless Evan really does me dirty and just leaves me false starting in the final edit. Anyway, the point is we've reached the linebacker portion of the program. I'll run through the starters real quick. Obviously, as we go, we will also talk about some of the depth pieces. But in Washington, really kind of a two linebacker starter system, Luvu and Wagner. They also have, some interesting guys in depth that most people listening know about, but we can talk about as we go. Man, imagine last year being like, hey, yeah, Zach Bond. We didn't know. They didn't know at this point last year. But Zach Bond back in Philadelphia, N'Kobe Dean coming off the injury. Other name I'll mention, they also drafted Jahad Campbell in the first round. Cowboys, their middle linebacker on ESPN.com's depth chart is Jack Sanborn. They have Demarion Overshawn coming off of the injury. Kenneth Murray as well. They're a base 4-3, so I'll give you three there. And then for New York, Okereke and McFadden are the two names that are the big guys there in the middle. And again, New York has a really, really good group. I think we actually ranked them first last year. I would say Washington did have two second-team All-Pros. Yeah. That seems relevant. I do think Washington has a chance to be atop the chart here, but this is in general an interesting position because of all the things that we've talked about over the years of how linebackers play in the 2023, 2024, 2025 NFL.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the best linebacker in the division, it's got to be Zach Bond. Like, I don't know if there's any conversation about that. Like, I mean, he was
the first team All-Pro guy ahead of Wagner and Luvu.
He's amazing. You know, like the way he covers, the way he can rush, the way he fits runs, like he's what you want at the position. I think the thing that I struggle with that group right now is on paper, like N'Kobe Dean, when healthy, is a good player. Jahad Campbell, when healthy, could be a dominant player, but he's a rookie coming off a shoulder. Both those guys are coming off injuries right now. And I don't think either one of them participated in OTAs or minicamp for the Eagles, which leaves Jeremiah Trotter, who I think is a fine football player, but is a fourth kind of rotational special teams guy with kind of a cerebral upside. So depending on where, like this could easily be, this is definitely maybe the most talented room, you know, like Jihad Campbell, like you watched this film, Craig, like he's a freak, dude. He is freaky mover.
Although the thing is, like, I like him more as an edge rusher than I do as a linebacker.
Sure.
Which I don't know what to do with that. But then again, like, so I like Frankie more as a blitzer than I do like out in space. So like that's the encapsulation of the weirdness of this position in the modern NFL.
Yeah, but I kind of wonder, like, does he start the year on pup? Like, does it slow his progression? Like, and again, like when you look at how they use Zach Bond, like they blitz him a lot. They use him in coverage a lot. Like, I think Jahad Campbell, it's weird. Like when I watched him, I had a lot of Zach Bond vibes, like in terms of utilization, like he can rush the passer. Like Zach Bond's a former defensive end, right? Like there's a lot of crossover there, but the health of the position is something here that I'm a little uncertain about. Jahad Campbell being a rookie, like it's one of those things that is also tough because like linebacker, you just need like a ton of reps, you know? And so like everyone says, oh, look at this freaky athlete, a linebacker. It's like, yeah, historically that doesn't usually pan out to like year three or four of them kind of seeing all the combinations and patterns. Now it helps that they're playing behind one of the best defensive lines in football, like we just talked about, probably the second best defensive line in the division. But I would probably look to, you know, look to New York here. Okoriki, did we decide on
Okereke? Okereke is how it goes.
Okereke, I think he's, again, awesome. Big, long, athletic. McFadden, I love how he plays football. That's a really nice dynamic duo. But then I come to Washington and I say, like, you got a guy who's going to have a gold jacket on here very shortly in Bobby Wagner. Like, what he does from a command of the defense standpoint is tremendous. I think he's going to be helped a lot by the defensive line. Like, going back and watching some games, especially early last year, like, guys losing contain, guys not fitting gaps, it really, like, messed up his angles to the football, especially in terms of, like, making tackles. Like, guys were getting pushed back into his lap. And I just think, like, if Goldman's in there, if Payne plays the way he can play, like, I think you're going to see a very productive year from him. And I think the way that Joe Witt Jr. uses them in terms of blitzing and creating mismatches on running backs, mismatches on centers, and they both can kind of maximize those reps. And just the kind of devil may care, Tasmanian devil attitude that Frankie Luvu plays with. Like, I think that right now feels like the best group or the most established group in the NFL. And I like the floor, and I also like the ceiling of them, especially with the addition of some of those defensive linemen that we talked about.
Yeah, this is the hard part too, is it's a dependent position. And it's hard to, like, if you switch Wagner and Luvu, and to me this is like kind of what it comes down to, if you switch Wagner and Luvu with McFadden and Okereke, like, you definitely say the Giants. Like, you'd be like, Wagner and Luvu behind that defensive line?
That's a good point.
Holy yeah. crap. Yeah. And so, you know, Wash, like, you get to play against or behind and with who you get to play with. Like, the teams yeah. are the teams. We're evaluating on them on some level within their own context. But I do think that's a good tiebreaker to be like, well, who would I actually rather have? Like, I'd rather have the two Washington guys. And that's, I like McFadden and Okereke a lot. But I would rather have the two Washington guys. What about Dallas? Like,
that looks like a mess right now, honestly. Like,
yeah, Overshown is a really, really good player, but that injury was nasty, man.
Yeah, it was like ACL, MCL, meniscus. It was like a myriad of stuff. And he's been injured 2 years in a row at some point. You know what I mean? So, like, this would be his first healthy season since entering the NFL. And I love the player, you know, but, like, can he be healthy? You know, and I don't know.
Well, and also, is he the same? I mean, this is a guy who's a freaky athlete. If you have that kind of knee construction, are you the same? Certainly in year one, nevertheless, ever, are you the same?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Athlete ever again.
And, like, honestly, looking at, like, when you read the names off, like, even Murray was the other guy, right? He was with the Chargers. He was a former first-round pick, like, never really quite reached that level of expectation. And, you know, it's been disappointing, honestly. And so Sanborn is a sneaky, really good football player who's in Chicago. Like, every time he played, he'd have like 10 tackles. And I don't know what that's about. Like, just a really hyper instinctive, intellectual, like, great feel player. So I think he might end up starting there week one. You know what I mean? Just because of, like,
I mean, he's listed as the starter right now.
Yeah. So I like him a lot, but in terms of, like, athletic upside, not a great athlete. You know what I mean? He just is a good linebacker. And so that group to me feels like, honestly, the weakest one, you know, like, of the group. Like, if you're looking at just say, hey, which is the most talented group, irrespective of injury, it's definitely the Eagles. Like, you have a couple of the freakiest dudes, like, in the NFL playing linebacker, right? Zach Bond and Jihad Campbell, right? And obviously N'Kobe Dean, when healthy, is a very intellectual, downhill, perfect kind of blitzing linebacker for that system, but he's hurt. So I would say, if I'm picking, it's probably Washington, right? Like, we just talked about the dynamic yeah. elements that they have. I think the depth there is actually kind of sneaky good also, because we know it really well. And I would go Philly. That's what my gut tells me, but yeah. it seems unfair because they're not healthy yet.
But, like, Zach Bond's healthy, and he's better than anything Dallas has.
That's a, Zach, well, I'm saying
Zach, oh, Zach is Bond is in a 4-1-5 or 4-1-6, you know, alignment is a better linebacker than unit, quote unquote, than anything that they've got in Dallas.
To me, it would be the other one would be, is he better than the Giants? Right? Is right now is the Philly linebacker group better than the Giants group? And on paper, it is. But are they healthy would be the question. Are they going to be healthy week one? And you're asking a rookie to play a lot, even though he is a first-round pick and they loved him in terms of evaluation. So that would be my one thought. I'd probably go Philly. I'd probably go Washington, Philly, Giants, close between Philly and New York. And then the fourth would be Dallas, just because Dallas, to me, is they're kind of a mess right now. Like, in terms of the injury, you're getting a retread linebacker. And I like Sanborn a lot, but one of three does not make a good group.
Also, shout out Maris Lufau, and just because the DC connection, that's Sonia Citron's boyfriend. They were together at Notre Dame.
Really,
Sony game winning three over the weekend against the Dallas Wings. Her best game of her WNBA career. So we have some small amount of love for a Dallas Cowboy, but it's all related to Sonia Citron and what she's doing. Anyway, the other thing I'll say about Dallas on a more substantive basis is their new DC is Matt Eberflus, who was one of the great linebacker coaches in the league and obviously a great DC. And so I am curious if he can get a little bit more out of that group. And obviously you said Sanborn was in Chicago, so he was with Flus, there. Yeah. But eventually, like, talent, it's a weird position. Mentals matter a lot. They matter a lot in terms of organization, of getting everyone else involved. But for you to do your job, there is an amount of athleticism that you need as well. And I don't know that the requisite amount is there. So I just think, like, the coaching is going to be high level. That is going to probably help get the best out of that group. I just don't think that the best out of that Dallas group is probably worth a whole lot. So they come in fourth. The Philly-New York thing, that is so interesting.
Yeah. I think I don't know what to do with it, really, to be honest.
I wish I knew. If you tell me that Dean, because it really is kind of just Bond, if you take Dean and Campbell out of it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, and for as good as he was last year, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Giants fans, you got your name at the top of the D-line graphic. Sorry, you're dropping to third here.
Wow.
Well, because that's what you said. You said it's right. Washington, no, right. New York. Like, it feels wrong.
You were talking about Philly. I thought you were talking about Philly. I was like, really? But anyway.
Yeah, no, I think Zach Bond, Zach Bond takes the cake. All right, that's it for the graphic, if you will. Washington, Philly, New York, Dallas.